B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Let's do our vocal exercises. Fee-la, la, foo, la, la, loo. Okay, let's broadcast.
Mama mooka, mama mooka, mama moo.
Sally, hey, Sally, sell seashells by the beach.
It's Friday!
Friday! Friday! Friday
Chanters, we'll see you at 7:45 this morning.
Good.
When we kick off the legendary Friday free-for-all. Hello, Loren. Hello, Roy. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
What's up? Hello, Clever Trevor.
Came into work early this morning.
Said he couldn't sleep.
Sure could.
You know, those are Mani will always ask me if I'm here early. He's like, someone didn't sleep. I was like, yeah.
I love when I come in and Roy's car is parked nice and neat in the parking spot. Checked the hood. The engine's cold.
I've been here for hours.
Yeah. Yep. You didn't get anything done, but you've been here for hours.
Watching YouTube, man. I was like, come on in.
No, man. What was your deal last night at the UNCC campus?
Shoot, man. I didn't do anything yesterday on campus.
Why didn't you sleep last night? Did you have company?
No, I didn't have any company. I was cold and alone.
Oh.
Emphasis on the cold.
Oh.
Because that's why I couldn't sleep.
No, it should be emphasis on the alone.
So that way you can get someone to come warm you up.
Yeah, you know,
you emphasized the wrong word on that.
As a gay guy, I'm going to tell you how to get laid around here, okay? I'm gonna just be your best wingman.
Love it. Love it. I found out that Clever Trevor knows one of the nice young ladies from UNCC who watches our kids. And I showed her a picture of him against my wife's wishes. She's like, leave her alone.
Against my wife's wishes.
Did she know who he was?
Well, hold on, Roy. I got one for you. Let me answer Roy. I showed her Trevor's picture, texted it to her, and said, hey, look, does this guy look familiar? And she's like, kind of. I don't know how I know him. I think I've seen him around campus. So anyway, it turns out that I explained to her what the situation is and that Trevor knows her from campus and, you know, slid into her DM one time. So I did all that, right? Then I told Amanda, I said, hey, I just found out from Trevor that he knows our sitter. And she goes, don't bother her with that. But I'd already done it. I already bothered her. I already did it all. I go, okay, I won't.
That's funny.
Yeah. But what did you say, Loren, about Trevor?
Did she remember him?
She did, but she says that she's been in and out of relationships with the same guy. But, yeah, I don't know. She's busy. You know what I love about her? She's busy watching my children and getting her future in order. She doesn't have time for Clever.
No nonsense.
Maybe I don't got time for her.
Oh. No, you do. You're freezing over there.
Listen, don't start something.
That's okay. I'm going to get a bigger jacket. All right. That's all I need.
We love Trevor. We love hanging with you guys every morning. And, of course, we got to do our day in 30 seconds. Let me go first.
Please go first.
I went to Roy's house yesterday.
I saw you helped him set up his new lawnmower.
Well, you want to do a joint day in 30 seconds,
Roy? Yeah, because it's pretty much my day, too.
Yeah, I looked at he has a couple tile issues. And when I was out of radio for like a year and a half, I have a friend who does tile work. And when I moved back to New Jersey, he's like, why don't you just come work with me? I'll pay you and you can, at the very least, one day maybe tile your own floor.
Sure.
It's like, okay. What he didn't tell me, though, is that every single house and apartment and condo in New Jersey, their bathrooms are all upstairs. So guess who's lugging the tile?
You.
Yeah, of course I am. While he's doing all the smart work, I'm doing all the grunt work.
Oh, man. And Mani was, like, on the floor. He was knees down.
So what'd you guys figure out?
I figured out the tiles that we need to take out and then just kind of fix. Yeah. It's not bad. He's got the tiles. So either Captain Jim, who's kind of a handyman and does traffic for us, is going to do it, or maybe I'll look into it.
I wouldn't mind you. It's okay. Just, I'm not much help.
No, I know. Well, you can make me laugh.
Okay.
I want you to do it so bad. I want to come over and supervise and just, like, watch the nonsense unfold.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we did yesterday was joke around while you were helping me out.
I know, but I was working. I wanted to try and figure out how to put together. So here's a plug for our good friends, a local company, Husqvarna.
Yeah.
Plug Bellerin.
You love them.
I love Husqvarna. They keep me warm at night, Clever Trevor. They make lawn equipment.
I need that.
And he got a battery operated lawnmower.
Yeah.
Oh, you did end up going that route.
Yep. Husqvarna battery operated, dual batteries, so it can go the extra mile.
My God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And so when Manny arrives, this thing, I don't know how to put it together. And then on top of that, there was one of the parts rubbing up against the wheel where I thought I was going to bust the part. And so after yanking on it, I finally gave up and left everything there and asked Manny to look at it.
So, and the instructions weren't great. Husqvarna, by the way, the instructions for the double battery operated mower is not great.
Yeah.
The pictures aren't good. The pictures are from weird angles.
Yeah.
I needed to see a picture of one specific part so that I could see how it fits.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a good picture of that.
But so did you drive all the way from Waxhaw?
No,
or were you still here?
We left. Roy was like, I got to go work on my mower, blah, blah, blah. I go, bro, let's just leave here now. I've been talking about coming over there and looking at the tile anyway. So we knocked it out. And then here's the best part. Roy's yard in the backyard needs to be cut, but he also has Cali bombs everywhere.
Yeah, you got to pick up the poo.
It was like three bombs.
They were like within a real close radius of each other. So yeah. I was like high stepping through the yard. And so I watch Roy cut because I've never seen the double battery operated mower. I'm thinking Roy's going to do the whole backyard.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the battery operated one really loud like a regular lawnmower?
No, it makes noise. But it's not too loud, and it cut really well.
It cuts really well.
How do I know? Because Roy did two passes and called it and went back to the shed. And me, I'm sitting up on the deck. There's nothing I get more excitement from than watching someone do their grass. Like I've always said, if I'm not on the radio, I'm a landscaper. Roy does one pass one way, another makes a tee, basically, in his backyard. Makes a tee. And then puts it up in the shed.
I didn't know you wanted to watch me mow.
Yeah, of course I did. I want to see that thing work. So I go, are you going to finish? He goes, maybe when it dries up a little. I go, well, you know what? Your machine's not too heavy. So actually, we'll be okay in the backyard. And next thing you know, he walks right to the shed. I go, well, I guess he's not doing it.
No, man, it was muddy. I was more concerned about my shoes.
Yeah, and you got to pick up the Cali poop.
And I got to pick up the Cali poop.
I just thought it'd be nice, too, for Sterling to come home and see the backyard nice and cut.
No, that's going to be my Saturday project.
Okay.
I'm going to mow in the morning.
Okay. Good. And then he goes into the shed, and I can't see him, just like a movie, like a comedy movie. All I hear is like, I just, ow. Oh. And what was that? You know, and then he goes, hello, spiders. Oh, he's nuts.
By the way, I dropped this mower because you could fold it up.
Uh-huh.
I dropped it like three times. It already has like a dent in it.
Did you fold it?
I tried to fold it.
You don't have to fold it.
I know. Well, when I would try to fold it,
don't fold it.
It'd fall apart.
Yeah, don't fold it. It doesn't need to be folded in the shed.
That's why you were hearing all the noises.
Okay.
I kept dropping it.
I didn't want to look. Anyway, that was our day in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What about you, Ren? Your big trip is, when are you leaving?
I leave on Sunday. So yesterday, in this phase of maternity, I don't have a whole lot that fits me that's like super cute. So I had to go shopping yesterday.
She's going to Barcelona, y'all.
Yes.
And yes, not the restaurant.
And I must have had like 8 people slide into my DMs yesterday saying, oh my God, you're still going? And I'm like, did my mother put you up to this? Number one. Number two, like, it's fine. I talked to my doctor about it. It's not like if my doctor told me not to go, I wouldn't go.
Oh, you're talking about because of Corona?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I had like 8 last night. Then I woke up to another 4 this morning. And I'm like, I'm still going, people. Leave me alone.
Well, yesterday I saw that Italy, even though there's a lot of cases out of Italy. And by the way, the Italian government wants to know why. They're trying to figure out why they're infected so badly. But the government. American government has not recommended to cancel or change any plans.
Right.
So,
anyway, I did that. And then my son got a haircut and he's did like when we first started getting haircuts, it was like alligator tears the whole time. And he does so good now.
Oh, good.
He even like tried his lollipop yesterday.
Aww.
Yeah. And then today's my brother's birthday. So happy birthday to him. And I think this is his 30th. I think.
Well.
No, you're off to Barcelona. What do you mean?
Don't even put an age down.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we've got your tickets to go to The Weeknd at 7:20 this morning. The Weeknd's coming this summer. Your ticket's at 7:20. Up next, though, if you're a third shifter, like a night shift worker at a gas station, specifically like a gas station or a place where, you know, people come in, we have to ask you, what's the strangest thing you've seen during your night shift? Overnight, kind of crazy story, because something crazy happened out of, I want to say, Iowa.
Okay.
And we'll explain what this gas station worker saw, but we want to hear your stories, too.
Want drama? We got drama. It's the Meany Boy and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
So, how many... That's not fair. Roy just saw it. All right, I'll ask you, Lorraine.
Okay.
How many people do you think work graveyard shift around all of the United States?
It's a surprising number.
3,000 people.
Oh, you're way low.
I don't know. I heard him say it was low. That's it. That's what I was going on.
Maybe in Charlotte.
I mean, think about it. Gas stations, fast food places.
Police officers, firefighters.
Yeah, police officers, firefighters.
100,000 people.
Close. 3 million. Let's blow the game off.
Why
and just
did
give you the
say
number.
It was low?
Because I think 3 million's low for the country.
No.
It is low for the country. There's like over 300 million people in America.
Yeah, I know. But 3 million still sounds like a big number.
If someone is working the third shift or has worked the third shift in the past, can you call and just share with us like kind of a creepy, spooky story? As long as it's not, you know.
It's like Halloween in here.
I know, but the reason why we bring this up is because this VP in Des Moines, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
during her third shift, she called police and reported that all the lights had gone out.
Oh.
And she did everything that she's supposed to do if there's a power outage, which is, you know, go check the breakers. She went and shut off the gas pumps. That was on her list of things to do. However, 5 minutes later, the lights came back on and all the gas pumps were empty.
What?
And she claims that there was only 3 vehicles at the pumps at the time. And those 3 people didn't see anybody come in and mess with any of the lights.
Maybe it was a generator. Like, maybe it was a generator on some
maybe just
time.
Faulty equipment.
I don't know. I think it's something that the Scooby and Shaggy and the Mystery Machine need to figure out.
Hmm.
But how weird is that? The lights go out. 5 minutes later, they come back on and all the gas in the tanks are gone. Now, this is a story from 2004, but I just saw it on the bustle.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this other, like, then people shared other stories, like a third shifter said that she was a cashier at a grocery store. And every single night, a guy would come to her with a select bottle of nail polish and ask her if he could watch her put the nail polish on.
Oh, but that's spooky, not in the boo way, but spooky as in the you're weird way.
I was working at a 7-Eleven, and a little boy came in and asked if I was his mommy.
Oh.
2 a.m. I said no, called the police. When the police arrived, the boy was not there.
Oh, that's disturbing. I hope there was a major search for this child.
I don't know.
By the way, me not subscribing to the fact it was a ghost, immediately thinking it's...
No, I agree with you. I don't think it was a ghost. Okay. I just think it was like, it's just a weird thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just a weird thing that happened that she put down. Somebody kept calling a convenience store and asking to speak with someone. Someone by the name of Grace. Every single night, 3:30 in the morning. Finally, on Friday, a woman said, "I'm Grace. Has anyone called for me?" That's an awesome prank.
All right, let's...
We just lost her.
Okay, let's talk with Lauren in Statesville.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing really well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. So you are graveyard shift. What's the craziest thing that you've seen?
Well, technically, I'm no longer on the graveyard shift, but okay. When I was still on it about 2-3 months ago, I was sitting at a red light because I drive for work. I work for a repossession agency. And I was sitting at a red light off South Tryon, and 2 prostitutes came up to my car, and instead of, you know, asking for me to solicit stuff from them, they just wanted a cigarette.
Oh.
They started talking to me, and I was like, okay, this is a fun morning. Well, I mean, it was probably about 10:45, almost 11 o'clock at night. I was heading back to the office at that point. But yeah, that was interesting.
Wow. If anyone ever approaches my car at a red light, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm blasting her.
Me too.
I'm driving away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had that happen to me when I was doing a morning show out in California. I got off the highway to go to the station, and there's this little back road, and this woman was in the middle of the road screaming and yelling at the car in front of me, and then came up to my car screaming and yelling, banging on the window, saying, like, you got to help me, you got to help me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I didn't stop. I called the police. Because... There were stories going around at the time where people were doing that, and then you would get jumped and get your car stolen and you'd get robbed. So I called the cops.
Definitely. There was one night when my mom and I, when we first moved to North Carolina, we used to live in West Virginia before here, my mom and my aunt, actually my mom was on the phone with my aunt, and she was getting off night shift because she's a nurse, and she said that there was a lady waving her down. And my mom was all concerned, being like, Jennifer, I think I need to go to help this lady. I think there's something wrong. And my aunt the whole time, who has lived in the Charlotte area a little bit longer than her, was like, Jody, don't do it. Don't do it. She doesn't need help.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she didn't need help. It was another prostitute.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
I never knew there were so many of those in Charlotte.
I know. I'm like, you're like a magnet.
Clever Trevor's picked up his headphones now.
He's like, where?
Thanks, Norm. We're talking about prostitutes, Clever Trevor. You couldn't hear. Roy, would you stop to help that person?
That was screaming for help?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You would have?
I would have.
Oh, buddy.
I would have.
But I would you have done?
I would have got them in my vehicle. Because I would think that someone's chasing them, trying to hurt them.
I did. Now, by the way, I stopped and I did kind of like look. And I was like, I told her, I said, I'll call the police. Just stay here. I'll help you.
I mean, there could have been like a murderer chasing her with a knife.
One more real quick.
She just needed to get away.
Buddy. But
I didn't see anything on the news afterwards.
No. And I'm telling you, there was something going around in the news that people were doing this. They would flag you down and then you would get jumped at 4:30 in the morning. Like, no thanks. I'll call the cops. Sorry.
You're not a bad person.
I'm on your team.
I'm very naive. I'd have got out. Just give them the keys. let's talk with Jesse in Gastonia.
Hey there. Had a spooky story to tell.
Uh-huh.
I was a kitchen manager there for a while. And I was a closing manager trying to get some extra cleaning done. And I come out of the office, and then the double doors to the kitchen start swinging. And I grabbed a knife real quick just in case anybody was in there. The building was me, and I ran around the building. There was nobody in there.
Yeah, that'll freak you
out. Creepy, man. Creepy. Thanks, Jesse. One more, because this is funny. This will be our finish.
Go ahead, Courtney and Albemarle.
Hey.
Hey.
So when I worked at a gas station, this was in the middle of the day. We had soft-serve ice cream, and while I was scooping out the ice cream, the gentleman said, hey, do you mind licking that before you give it back to me?
Gosh.
Did you do it?
I am not kidding, and yes, I did do it, and I got a $5 tip because of it.
Oh my gosh, I wish you could see my face right now.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Are you guys laughing about Roy's blog that he's doing?
We're doing a Mountain Dew taste test, and I have two different Mountain Dews. He grabbed two of the same by accident and said that they were different.
Complete opinion on how different they were.
So Clever Trevor is not a good case study.
No, but I can't wait to do the real experiment with that.
All right. Yesterday, producer Nicole mentioned something that I could kind of get on board with, except hers is a little weirder. What is it? Tell everyone.
Yeah. Nicole? So when I was a kid, and it's kind of trickled over to adult life, I was obsessed with the movie Jaws, and I just really fascinated by sharks. But the way that my bed was set up, I had to have all my limbs in my bed because I thought that Jaws was going to come out of the wall in front of me and then be on my carpet, and like under the bed was water.
Sounds legit.
This might be something you want to work out in therapy.
Well, Lauren, no. I'm not perfect.
No, she's just afraid of the ocean to begin with, and this is clearly where this came from.
But I totally agree with her in that, and I think it all started because I said I don't like my foot being out of the sheet of my bed.
Because you're afraid of what?
I'm afraid somebody's going to touch it or grab it, and most likely some sort of alien.
An alien.
Yeah, that's where my mind goes.
I can get down with even the boogeyman. But like,
you can get down with the boogeyman, but a shark that exists is where the line is drawn?
Yeah, because that's like what kids are afraid of growing up is like the boogeyman or the monster in the closet or whatever. You got a shark is not going to walk on land. Come and get you.
A shark walking on land has just the same amount of probability as the boogeyman.
Okay, can we talk about how Manny's fear was that an alien was going to be tickling his feet in the middle of the night?
Potentially tickle. They'll grab. So, I mean, do you guys have any childhood fear that you still hold on to? Anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of Chucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a doll.
Lorraine, you're afraid of a doll that's going to come to life and kill you?
It was a movie. I mean, hey. It happened in the movie that Chucky came alive and, like, murdered people. Jaws never came out of the ocean.
Well, Jaws was a robot of a shark, and he killed just a good amount of people.
All right, so you're afraid of Chucky.
Yeah, and my mom had a life-size, like, the real Chucky doll, and she used to torture me with it. Like, even at, like, 16 years old, she would put it in the back of my car when I would, like, go out. She would put it in my bed when I slept at my grandmother's house. Like, they tortured me.
Your mom was viral before viral was cool.
Nope, my mom does not like me. I've come to this conclusion.
But we like you.
Thank you.
We love you.
What about you, Roy Boy? Any childhood fears that you still carry over into your adult age?
You know, it was from this movie called I Know What You Did Last Summer. I remember I was younger and I watched it, and the guy took a photo of the person while they were sleeping and left it in the bathroom. And that really bothered me. And since then, I've had such a fear, like rattling fear of stalking.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. I cannot stand the idea that someone's looking at me to the point where when we're doing the show, I don't like it when someone's standing behind me. I ask them to come around so I can see them because the idea that someone's behind me looking at me and I can't see them will literally make me, like, breathe harder. I don't like it. I get really spaced out.
He has a real fear.
I do.
Way to ruin the game.
Do you not like being home alone? Like, do you freak out?
No, I love being home alone, but if there's someone else,
the line.
You know what my wife does, speaking of being home alone, we're all upstairs, like 9 o'clock at night, kids are sleeping, I'm laying in bed, and she's got to go get something from downstairs, she will run 100 miles an hour and come back up because she's afraid from her childhood that somebody's going to be downstairs since we're all upstairs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I used to be fine being home alone. Like, I loved being home alone. And recently, our nanny, like, freaked me out. And now I set the alarm when it's just her and I.
Oh, by the way, Manny, I could so get on board with what your wife deals with. That's spooky, man.
She's spooked out.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, let's go to the phone, 704-570-9595. What is the fear from your childhood that you still hold on to? This is Lanisha in Gastonia.
Hi. It's actually not me. It's my little sister who's almost 27 years old. Our mom has always collected dolls, and she has a room dedicated with rows and rows of dolls in there. And my sister will not go in that room to this day. She's afraid the dolls are looking at her, that they're going to get her. I don't know where she thinks they're going to take her if they get her.
Are they porcelain dolls? Because those are really creepy.
She has all kinds of dolls. Porcelain. She has just a whole collection of any kind of doll you can think of.
Lorraine is afraid of the Chucky doll. Is that doll in there?
No, that doll's not in there.
Okay. All right. Lorraine might go in.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lanisha. A lot of people texting saying that they also have the same fear as you and I, Nicole, where all of our arms and legs need to be under the covers or else something will grab us in the middle of the night.
All right, let's talk with Gina and Clover.
Hi.
Hi, so what are you afraid of?
I have this crazy fear of Bloody Mary Citizen's Day if I'm in the bathroom for too long and I think Bloody Mary, I get super panicky, like she's just going to know that I'm thinking about her.
You know, I remember as a kid, I used to do that, turn off the lights and do that little Bloody Mary chant.
Yeah.
And she never came to hang out with me, and I was always so upset.
I was too afraid to try. My sister would run in and yell it 3 times really quick and then run out. Cut off the light, and I would just panic and run for the bathroom door.
And Gina, we never ask a woman her age, but you are an adult over 18, and this is still an irrational fear, correct?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
We're getting text messages saying that I have to wrap myself like a cocoon with a blanket because I'm afraid that there will be a clown under my bed. Somebody else is also afraid of Chucky. And 919 said, I'm 33 years old and I won't take aspirin because my mom told me as a kid it would kill me.
Whoa.
Still hanging on to that.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't know aspirin can kill people. This is Lindsay in Charlotte.
Yes, so my sister is 3 years older, and when we were younger, she...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Love to scare me. And anytime I was in the shower, I would lock the door and everything, but she'd still somehow get in there. And anytime I turned around, just her head was right there in the shower. She just had her head right in there. So even through college, I was freaked out to turn around in the shower because I thought I'd see just the head there.
Oh, that is startling. Okay.
Do you live near your sister where this is possible?
Not anymore. No, I'm over it now. But-
okay. Yeah. No. I chopped her head off. She's fooled. Oh my gosh. How about this one? You know what? This is a really good one.
Tiffany and Charlotte, go ahead. What's the fear that you're hanging on from your childhood?
I'm scared of the dark.
Yeah, scared of the dark.
I think I am too. Yeah, I'd rather not be in dark. Like, I leave all the lights on in the house when I go to bed.
All night?
All night, kitchen and living room. Yeah.
Oh, then you complain about your Duke Energy bill.
Right, well, but I'm easy on the heat.
Yeah, Tiffany, as an adult, the dark still spooks us. You're right. Thanks for calling.
This is such a Moira move, but I know you guys won't find this hard to believe, but I sleep with an eye mask.
You?
But I won't sleep with the eye mask when Dallas isn't home because I'm afraid I won't see something coming.
Yeah. I can kind of see that.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, my wife, my two kids, we all use sound machines. So the whole house upstairs is like.
You'd never hear anyone.
But I don't like that because I want to be able to hear things. So when they're out of town, I love sleeping in just the regular noise of the world.
How about this? I lock my bedroom door so if the killer does come in, he at least has to really, really bang on my door to get in.
That is hilarious. Growing up, I would leave my door open because I didn't want the killer to come into the room and I couldn't get out.
Really?
How about that? Irrational.
Well, as an
reversal.
Adult now, I have a gun, so it gives me more than enough time to load.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
Oh, man. We've all learned that we still have fears that we had as a kid that we keep as adults. It's crazy, but I'm glad we all share it together.
With Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
So, we got a text. Can you guys give me an early happy birthday shout out? I'm a leap year baby, so technically I'll be 13. That's from Nancy in Harrisburg.
All right, Nancy. So, leap year babies get to pick what day they want to celebrate their birthday.
Yep. It's a leap year this year. So, wouldn't you celebrate it tomorrow?
Yeah, you would.
All right. So, I am off to my baby moon starting on Sunday, and you know, when you're planning a vacation, you try to plan some fun activities while you're on vacation and some landmarks that you want to see. Well, Airbnb has all these experiences now, and I wanted to see what Barcelona had. That's where we're going.
I had no idea Airbnb does experiences as well.
Yeah. It's cool. They do like cooking classes. They do photography. They do tours, walks, all these things. Cool. So I found this one that I had booked, and it's a welcome walk. Like, when you get to Barcelona, somebody kind of takes you around and, like, says, okay, you know, this is the area that I recommend. This is where this building or tourist attraction is, and they kind of give you the lay of the land.
Okay.
Well, it was free, and I didn't think anything of it at first. I just thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Then I started thinking about it. I'm like, why would somebody just do this out of the kindness of their heart?
We're so jaded as humans.
I'm the biggest skeptic in the world.
It's the same, by the way, concept. If anyone ever knocks on my door unannounced, I immediately think they're there to kill me. Like, it's it's definitely not a neighbor stopping by.
And, you know, nothing in this world is truly free, right?
Right, yeah, of course.
So I start thinking about this, and I'm like, maybe I should have read some reviews. Mm-hmm. And I went on, and some of the reviews are a little sketch.
Mm.
And now I'm afraid to do it.
Hmm. What'd Dallas say?
Well, I haven't told him yet because I'm afraid he'll just put the kibosh on it.
Oh, you think he would?
Yeah. And I'm like, you're a big dude. Like, if anything happens, if anything goes down, I'm pretty sure you can defend my honor.
Maybe the person's just hoping for a really nice tip.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, because maybe if he puts prices on Airbnb, they take a cut. And so if he does it for free, you give him $40, $20, he pockets that, doesn't give Airbnb a cut of it at all, and he doesn't have to document it to the IRS.
So that's another thing that I'm dealing
or
with.
Or whatever they have there.
Yeah. Yeah. The whatever. Barcelona government.
PRT.
Yeah. Yeah. But like when I read my like Lonely Planet book and everything else, it says that like tipping is not mandatory. I mean, obviously we'll tip, yeah. But so I don't know. Then I started thinking about that. And I was like, well, if they were doing it for tips, they wouldn't be making very much on it. Like, how would somebody make a living out of this other than, you know me, going from 0 to 100 and thinking that people are getting kidnapped?
Yeah, I think, though, if there was a lot of issues with it, they would probably shut it down. You know what I mean? That's not good for tourism.
Well, then I look at some of the other reviews and there's...
Hold on 1 second.
Can they hear that?
I mean, you can't hear that? I can't do a show.
You're so dramatic. I mean,
hey!
Screaming at the cheerleaders.
Have one of them come in here.
Wait, why?
Because how can... Power 98 has these steppers, and the steppers right now aren't in the studio. They're right in front of our studio. How are we supposed to do a radio program?
You're so distracted by everything.
I think they want to do cheerleading for us.
I thought so, too. That's why I want them to come in. Anyway, sorry. Back to you. I apologize for being distracted. They were literally right in front of our window.
I forgot what I was saying.
We got a text message from 704, Lorraine.
You're going to get murdered.
Oh, I know what I was saying. I was looking at the reviews, like how many reviews there are for that specific welcome walk, and there was only like 54 reviews. But when you look at all the other reviews on Airbnb experience, it's like 2,000 reviews, 1,500 reviews. Like, there's so many more.
Well, you got to start from somewhere.
Someone said from 704 said, I did an experience just like this when I was in Ireland. It's free, but yes, they do depend on tips, and they really push you to tip at the end. So that's kind of annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when you go to a foreign country and like I went to.
But you didn't really think it was going to be completely free, did you?
No, but like I paid to go on a tour to the pyramids in Mexico, and all of a sudden the bus stops for lunch, and some guy gets on, and for the next hour he tells us about how the locals there have no money, and he's like, basically, you're not getting off unless you give us money, almost in a weird kind of backhanded way.
Yeah, and you know, now I'm thinking about those experience tours. When I went to Paris, I paid for one, and this tour guide was with me for maybe 4 hours, and it was only an additional $20 more than what the ticket price to get in was for anyone else. Mm-hmm. So they have to rely on tips.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like I would feel better on the front end if you charged me something.
Okay, I could see that. Let's talk with Megan and Cornelius. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
So your brother works for Airbnb, like the actual app, the corporate people?
Yes.
Okay.
Are these people vetted?
Tell me what you mean by vetted.
Like, can anybody just create a welcome walk and not have a background check? And like, would Airbnb know if I disappeared where to start looking for me?
Yes. So, I mean, Airbnb, they hire people. They go through, and that's part of what my brother's job. He actually is the one that started the experiences in some of the cities. And so he goes and he interviews people and makes sure that it's going to be a good fit before, you know, they market themselves through Airbnb.
So there's at least an interview process. Somebody's met this person face-to-face before.
Yes. And it's a whole new program where they're launching this new program to try and hook you up with people that know the local spots in the city. So it's almost like a welcome where you come in and you meet with somebody and then you can kind of chat with them through the app about questions that you may have through the rest of your trip.
So Loren's not going to wake up or Dallas isn't going to wake up in the bathtub with no kidney. After the thing's over.
I can make no promises that Airbnb would not have anything to do with that.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, it's a good, it's a whole new, I mean, Airbnb, their whole thing is that they're supposed to teach you how to travel with the locals.
Mm-hmm. That's
cool.
So they're always looking for other ways to hook you up to know the city. And it's funny because this is just being launched. I forget what it's called because it's something different than experiences. And I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. But they are saying that you're going to be able to have it's brand new, I guess is what I should say. It's just brand new, which is why there's probably not many reviews or anything on there.
Oh, is it adventures? Because there's stays, adventures, and experiences on their website.
No, the adventures are have been out for a while because the adventures are, I think it's like day long or a couple of different days. So this is just kind of hooking you up with somebody.
A couple different days. Let's just start with a welcome walk. A welcome walk is a good start for me.
It's just a couple of hours.
Okay.
You know what I'm thinking
about, Megan, is how cool
her brother's job is?
Well, that, and plus, like, my hometown, you know, we were a small town. Like, we didn't have clubs, and the Applebee's after 9 p.m. had a DJ, and TGI Fridays turned into a club. And I could just imagine if, like, I was hosting the Airbnb experience in my hometown of Salem. Like, hey, come on out. Listen, at 10 p.m., we're going to hit up the club. TGI Fridays on deck.
White Castle turns off their lights, and we do bowling inside. Loren, will we be able to follow your experiences starting Sunday when you go into Barcelona? Will you be posting on socials, or are you taking off of socials to enjoy your baby moon?
No, I'll definitely be posting at least on stories.
Yeah, okay.
But I think I'm going to shut my comments off because I've got so many comments in the last, like, 24 hours that people can't believe I'm still going.
Yeah, okay. You're fine. You're fine. And if you quit posting online, we know it's because your walk churned really bad.
Right. If I disappear on stories, then let somebody know.
If the last thing in stories is a picture of my hand coming at you, you'll be suspicious.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mania One of the Red Morning Show. Our show is number one music station, Kiss 95.1.
We gave away tickets to go see The Weeknd. He's coming on July 15th to the Spectrum Center. And actually, you're winning them before you can even buy them. So thanks to everyone for listening. And we hope that everybody has a great time if you won this week.
Let's talk with call number nine. This is Bruce. Bruce, where are you calling us from?
Oh, hold on. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, Gastonia, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, buddy. In Gastonia, you are going to be coming to Charlotte in July to see The Weeknd.
Yes, that's awesome. My wife is going to be super excited when I walk in the door and tell her.
You should do something cool to tell her.
Got any ideas?
Yeah.
Of course jump we got out of ideas. A cake.
Jump out of a cake. And yell The Weeknd is here. you could write The Weeknd on your right, or write The on your left arm and Weeknd on your right arm and come in like that. Mm-hmm. It says The Weeknd. You open up like your cape.
And she'll be confused. She'll be like, yeah, it's Friday. Calm down.
Also, we recommend just saying, baby, what's her name?
Michelle.
Michelle, you need to thank the Mania Roy and Loren show.
Oh, bring it back to
see
us.
See how I did that? Brought it back to us.
Right, yep.
She'll say why. Because we're going to The Weeknd!
Yeah! Woo! And they're the best show that's ever been invented!
Yep.
All right, dude. Congratulations. Hold on
Thank
a second.
You very much.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for listening, okay? And enjoy the show.
Yep, awesome show.
With Michelle. Are we good? Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. I didn't hear what Nicole said in our ear.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Take down the pot princess before she leaves us to go on a big international trip.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Erica, welcome to the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thank you so much.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren. Let's see if we can get a good start to your weekend.
Yes, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
This is the last game in a week for her. She'll be gone next week, Loren.
All right, Loren has put her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
She's basically already on the plane, by the way, mailing it in.
Oh, she's been mailing it in all week.
This is a 2-week vacation for her. All right, Erica, in Charlotte.
I'll crap about her when she's not in the studio.
John Legend's wife revealed that she's not a fan of Nutella and hummus. She thinks both are really overrated snacks. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
And this former Full House star has maintained her innocence in the college admissions scandal and now says new evidence is going to prove she's innocent. Who is that?
Lori Loughlin.
And the new trailer for the Kardashian-Jenner show got released, and it showed Kim and Kourtney getting into a huge fight. What is their show on E! called?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Halsey revealed that she met her boyfriend's friend dressed as Marilyn Manson for Halloween. Now, she's dating Evan Peters. We want to know, true or false, he's an actor on FX's American Horror Story. True or false?
True.
And question five, looks like Miley Cyrus and her Australian boyfriend are still dating. Who knew? What's his name?
His name is
three.
Cody Simpson.
Okay, come on in, Loren. She did great.
Yep, Loren, about to leave to go to Barcelona, and you're going to get one of these wrong.
Oh, why would you say that?
Because Erica got them all correct with Veet, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Woo.
What do we say in Spain? Bon voyage? Here we go. John Legend's wife revealed that she's not a fan of Nutella and hummus. She thinks both of those are overrated snacks. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
And this former Full House star has maintained her innocence in the college admission scandal, even going as far as saying new evidence is going to prove that she's innocent. Who is that?
Lori Loughlin.
And the new trailer for the Kardashian-Jenner show got released, and it shows Kim and Kourtney getting into a fight. What is the name of their show on E! called?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Question four. Halsey revealed that she met her boyfriend's friend while she was dressed as Marilyn Manson for Halloween. Now, she's dating Evan Peters. True or false, he's an actor on FX's American Horror Story.
True.
Looks like Miley Cyrus and her Australian boyfriend are still dating. Who knew? What's his name?
Ugh, Cody Simpson.
Oh, Loren. Which one do you think you got wrong?
I don't think I got any of them wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're really confident.
Did I get one wrong?
Yeah, unfortunately, Loren, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
I create drama. That's what we get paid for.
Yeah, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Over this?
I'm going to have a baby right here in the studio.
Yeah. By the way, there's only coronavirus where she's about to go vacation, but this is what's going to set her off. This is going to do it.
There's not coronavirus in Barcelona, okay?
All right, Erica, say goodbye to Loren for a week. Go ahead.
Bye, Loren. Have a good vacation.
Thanks, Erica. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. I'm Erica from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tire.
Awesome.
Thanks, Erica. You sure can.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So how much would you pay for a ransom on your fuzzy fur baby's life? This guy had his dog kidnapped right out of his car. Somebody smashed the window and took the three-year-old Cavalier King Charles. Is that a?
It's a little dog. My brother's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to look for the dog, but there's $1,000 ransom for the dog. $1,000.
I would pay $1,000 to get my dog back.
I would do it in a heartbeat. And not only would I do it, I would set up a whole sting operation and beat this dude within like inches of his life.
You would, and then take your money back?
Yes. I know I could call my brother. I know I could call my best friend in Florida and we could set up this whole thing and I would get my dog back, keep my money, and make this guy pay for what he did.
And I know Nicole would be on board, right?
Yeah.
I'd You'd beat there. Somebody who stole a dog.
Now, I will say, in the defense of whoever took the dog, it said that they had to smash a window for the dog. So, playing devil's advocate here, maybe they thought they were saving the dog because the dog was in a car with the windows up.
Yeah, but they said that that you have to pay $1,000 ransom to get the dog back.
Right.
So, yeah, that part's weird.
I mean, no.
Like, if I rescue a dog because they left him inside of a car with the windows up, I wouldn't hold the dog at ransom. I would take it to the police or shelter.
Right.
You know. All right, what are you guys willing to pay? And be honest. I'm going to throw out a number and don't just say yes.
I would say yes to anything because I'm taking my sting operation with me.
Yeah, Loren.
Okay, you're out.
She, like, would spend $50,000 on a dog.
Okay.
Especially if it was Wolfer.
10 grand ransom.
Oh, my gosh. You start there?
That's where I'm starting.
10 grand?
Easily.
Okay, how old's my dog?
It happens this weekend.
This is your problem now.
Because I mean, 10 grand's a lot of money.
If my dog's like 14, I'd be like, well, we had some good years.
I would take out a loan.
You would take out a loan. I know you would.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Yeah, I probably would too. Yeah.
Guys, you don't even have to take out a loan. Just take an empty suitcase.
No, that's how you get shot. Haven't you seen any movies with cartels?
Yeah, you're playing Narcos with dogs instead of cocaine. $1,000, and he paid it? Did he get the dog back?
No, there hasn't been any arrest yet.
But you're just supposed to leave.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A suitcase somewhere, and then the guy picks up the suitcase and puts the dog down.
Yeah, you're going to trust somebody to do that?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how we'd have to switch it over.
Okay.
I mean, people smash, you know, windows to get, like, laptops or cell phones or purses, even suitcases, but, like, a dog's kind of crossing the line.
Nicole, have you ever knocked a window open to get a dog air in a parking lot, like,
no,
on a hot summer day?
I've never broken a window. I've been like I've scouted out in situations and I've called animal control and like the police in situations, but I have been like waiting behind a bush being like, I dare them not to show up.
Waiting behind a bush. Do you act like a do you get into the garbage can and then move it and put it down like you're incognito?
Do you ever say anything like when people come back to their cars?
No, I'm never
surprised.
Well, cause I haven't been in a situation where I've been there when the person comes back, but I did live in an apartment complex a long time ago in Raleigh where it looked like someone came to someone's apartment with two little dogs and left them in the car. And it wasn't crazy hot. It's probably like a spring or a fall day, but it was still unacceptable because I looked and it was like an hour had passed.
Oh, no.
And then like another 30 minutes had passed. Mm. So I left the rudest note, probably more curse words than regular words, and put it on that car.
Now, and would you assume if the car is on that the air conditioning's flowing?
Well,
because I do that sometimes where I'll leave Callie in the car.
If I go in somewhere, I do that. I leave my car running with the AC on going. Blast. But
then your dog puts the car in drive and you become part of a funny, hilarious news story.
When the police had came to check on those dogs from that apartment, because the window was down like half an inch, it was okay, even though it had been like 2 hours.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
704 said, I'm with Loren, sting operation, anything for my dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people. Somebody says Cavalier puppies, the one that you talked about
they're
in the
expensive.
Story, they're up to $4,000.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And real quick, Clever Trevor, you said somebody kidnapped your dog?
Yeah, man, somebody actually kidnapped my husky a few years ago.
What happened?
So one day, I guess my dog had gotten out, and I'm thinking, like, I hope he comes back, but let me go look for my dog. Because there's no telling where he is at this point. So me and my dad get in the car. We're driving around the block. And all of a sudden, we hear his bark. And I'm just like, oh, like, stop. Like, do you hear that? And my dad's like, yeah. So we go around this little cul-de-sac. And I'm just like, oh, wait, I see him. And he's tied up to somebody else's tree.
Oh.
And I'm just like, wow, somebody really stole my dog.
So you went and untied him and never saw who took him or anything?
The lady was actually on her porch, and I'm just sitting there, like, me and her, we're locking eyes, and we don't say anything. And so I just go to my dog, take him from the leash, and just walk him back to my car.
Oh. Now, didn't do anything?
But now watch that this lady was super nice, posted it on all the socials.
Right.
We just wanted to type the dog so it didn't keep roaming around to get hurt. Meanwhile, Trevor's ready to, you know.
Yeah, you stole my dog.
Well, it was an older lady, so, you know, I didn't really want to snap on her like that. Yeah. Okay. So I was just like, I'll let it go.
We're glad you got the puppy back. What's the dog's name?
Dakota.
Dakota.
That's such a good husky name.
Yeah. Dakota keeps going back to her house, I heard, because she's got the good snacks. Good snacks.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Have you ever had to be brutally honest with a friend? And how did that work out for you? Good or bad? 704-570-9595.
So I got a buddy of mine who is in the business that we're in, but not on air, kind of behind the scenes, commercial production,
okay,
things like that. You know, puts together things like, hey, back to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Sure.
And they got let go in the, you know, radio business is shrinking. Everybody knows that. And they got let go. Well, our company, Beasley, has a couple openings, and he reached out to me and asked if I would put in a good word for him. And, like, he caught me, and I was like, yeah, dude, sure. I was at the park with the kids, so I was like, yeah, I'll put in for it. Tell me what they are, what the positions are. And then the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I really like this company. I like the Beasleys. It's family-owned.
Well, that's a good thing, because you work for them.
Right? Yeah, that's true. And then I realized I don't want to put my name on the line because I put my name on the line for him once before, and I got a message from the person who hired him because I put my name on the line, and they're like, all right, I believe Manny. I'm going to take this kid. And they're like, dude, what's this guy's problem?
Ooh.
That's how the email, like, started. I was like, what's the matter? Like, yeah, nothing is his fault. Doesn't like to do extra work. Like, everything that an employee shouldn't do.
Sounds just like you.
just kidding. How dare you? So he's like, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to have to let the guy go. But I just wanted to let you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know. And I was like, man, I'm sorry. I haven't worked with him in a long time. So now I know I have that on my head.
It's hard for you to stick your neck out again.
Yeah, and he's expecting me to call him today and tell him, like, yeah, I reached out to Beasley and, you know, you're good, you're in the running, and I don't want to lie to him anymore, right? I owe it to him to be honest, don't I?
Yeah,
He's an adult?
Of course. I put my neck on the line for a relative one time, and that backfired for a job. And then, I've even put my neck on the line for a PD that I knew who wanted a PD job in Charlotte. And I told that person, by the way, a PD, a program director, they're the boss. And I told the person, I was like, hey, listen, I don't even know. Maybe you can word it this way. I don't even know if my recommendation would do you any good.
Right.
I think
there
that's what
go.
I ultimately said to make the problem go away.
Throw yourself under the bus. Be like, that person doesn't really love me. I probably wouldn't be a good person to lobby for you.
That's what I did to get out of it.
But he knows that I've been in the business a long time, and I already hooked them up once, and I've been with the Beasleys for a long time, so it would be hard for me to lie.
So,
and I don't know if I want to anymore, because then he's just going to ask for the next radio guy. You know, hey, Manny, do you know such and such in Phoenix, or do you know somebody here or there? And I've told him no, but he's a friend.
And is the skills bad?
His skills are good. His work ethic sucks, yeah. And he does really play the woe is me game.
It sucks.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm bogged down today. I got so much going on.
I should be honest with him.
Yeah?
Like, hey, listen, I haven't worked with you in a while, but last time I did, it wasn't.
Tell him what the last person said. Say, ooh, hey, last time I stuck my neck out for you, I got a call from who hired you, and they weren't impressed with your work ethic, and I'm afraid to do it again.
Okay.
Do that.
I'd like to hear how people were brutally honest with a friend, and it went well, and then on the flip side, how people were brutally honest with a friend, and it didn't go so well.
I was brutally honest with a friend, and we're no longer friends.
See?
See,
I like this guy, though.
I think you should do it over FaceTime. That way you can screenshot his reaction.
704-570-9595. Cool. Taking your phone calls next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So Manny's friend, you gave him a job recommendation years ago. He ended up getting fired. He wants another job recommendation. You're supposed to call him later today, and you don't really want to give him a recommendation.
He's expecting the phone call today to be like, dude, I called. I put your name in. You're all good. But the last time I gave him the recommendation, Loren, the email I got starts with, dude, what are you doing with giving me this guy? Like, why did you do that?
Right.
And we're good friends. The person that hired him for me. On my behalf, not for me, but on my behalf, you know, I vouched for him.
Like, are you good enough friends to kind of clown on him and, like, maybe do it in a joking way?
Yeah, but he's out of work, so, and he's got a fam, so there's really nothing joking about it right now. You know what I mean? That's the other thing, too. And I do joke with him. He's a funny guy, but right now it's not funny times in his family. And I'm like, maybe I should just be honest with him and be like, bro, you blew the last job, but you know me.
You're right.
Unless he's in the studio here, I can't confront anybody.
Sure.
In public. I just can't.
Let's get some advice from our radio family. Let's talk with Brittany and Lenore. You had something similar?
Yeah, I had a friend. We were great friends. And she was trying to better herself and ask for my honest opinion. And I told her in a very civil conversation, maybe drinking a bottle of wine a night probably wasn't helping. And she told me that was cool and everything. And within a day and a half, I got a message about how I was a horrible person and toxic. And she blocked me on everything. And we've never spoke again since.
Yeah, see, being brutal honest goes one of two ways. Either the person thanks you, or the person just all of a sudden says, you're blocked, I'm not being friends with you anymore.
Totally.
You know, Brittany, we got a text message from someone, too, who said that they told their best friend that their boyfriend was cheating on them, which was true, and that best friend never talked to them again. Like, it was their fault.
Mm-hmm. They're probably embarrassed.
That girl mentality of, oh, well, you can't tell me that. So, and they blame the best friend rather than accept the truth.
So having said that, you think I should not tell the truth to this guy and just be like, no, it's not going to happen? Or, yeah, I put your name in, bro, and now it's up to them? But then I'm lying.
I think you can totally say, hey, man, I totally respect you, but due to the situation last time, I think you should find somebody else.
Hold on. What about this? What if you tell the guy that you actually did talk to the person and you actually do talk to that person, but you kind of give them a heads up, too? Like, hey, he's got great talent. He just has a little bit of a woe is me issue.
Yeah, that is true. He is good at what he does, but it is just like Lorenz said, like, oh, why do I have to do this? And yeah,
and then you're not lying to anybody.
Thanks, Brittany.
You've covered all your bases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You say you gave the recommendation. The honest opinion. Let's talk with...
Can you hear us, Nova?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, you have an echo, though, so let me take you off the air. I'll talk to her off the air because I can't deal with the echo.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know why you picked up on the line, to be honest. It says that...
I went to check, and I thought it got better.
Our producer wrote that the line was bad, and what you just thought that...
She was making that up.
She put a check mark next to it, which to me thought that it was okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, can I actually get your friends? Can your friend come work here? I actually want that.
I'd rather have the woe is me mentality
than picking up on the bad line.
Hey, you. All right, we got 45 minutes left before Lorraine is completely checked out for the week.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. We're going to double back on her trip. Where she's heading. She's going to Barcelona. We'll get into that. Plus, I found a list, the sexiest professions according to Google searches.
Ooh, is radio on there?
Negative.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Coming up in just like 5 minutes. Right before Lorraine leaves to go to Barcelona for her baby moon next week, she'll be gone. Roy and I have a concern. One last thing that we have to tell you, and it has to do with Dallas.
You guys know I have so much anxiety over this trip already.
Well, just a little bit more won't hurt.
Oh, great.
This is an easy one, and our concern's about Dallas and not you.
For once.
All right, we'll get to that in 5 minutes. But how about a little music as we play the guess the sexiest jobs according to Google.
Okay.
So these are people who are looking for adult-type movies. And what occupations are the most searched when it comes to those types of movies? You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to be politically correct here.
I don't think I understand.
The sexiest professions according to porn searchers, Loren.
Oh, because people want that type of character during their... visualization time.
Yes.
I'm so dumb. I'm over here going, you mean casting directors?
Yeah, I didn't know either. No.
I'm just trying to piece it together.
I'll remember that Tuesday when I'm in the boss's office, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. What do you think would be on the list? Like, sexiest jobs according to Google search?
Librarian.
Librarian's not on the list.
Librarian.
Teacher is, though.
I thought everybody
Like a naughty librarian.
Yeah.
But what about a police officer?
On the list. Not number one, though.
Firefighter.
Not on the list.
Oh, really?
This is according to adult websites?
12,000 Google searches were...
Got it. Mm. Babysitters.
Oh.
Babysitter is on the list.
I was going to say doctor.
Teachers were actually number one.
Oh.
Followed by maid. This year, 2019, nurses dropped from one to three.
Mm.
Wonder what happened to those.
Cops, doctors, and yard boys.
Yard boys.
Interestingly enough.
Boy.
Interestingly enough, airport security guards were in the top 20.
Yeah, TSA. Getting that pat down. I've had TSA reach in my pants.
Did you?
Yeah, man. I always get double padded down when I go through because the body scanners, I think it's because I'm a bigger guy. I think that they don't know what fat is. Because no matter what I do, and at first I was like, okay, let me not bring a belt. Let me do the thing. Let me make sure everything's out of my pockets. I even at one time wore sweatpants that didn't even have pockets.
Don't you have TSA pre?
I do now. But before, when I was in the normal line and I had to go through the body scanner, it would always show that I was hiding things because I was big. And he would always have to, like, really go in.
Like, would they pull you aside?
Pull me aside, and they give me the, we can go to a private room, but it's best if we just do it here. I was like, well, let's just knock it out. Reach in my pants. Go for it.
Jeez. That reminds me of a Saturday Night Live skit.
Feeling lonely this holiday season? Looking for a little human interaction? Do you want to feel contact in certain special places?
Then why not go through security at an airport?
The TSA.
TSA agents are ready and standing by to give you a little something extra to feel thankful about this holiday season.
The TSA.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Great.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
You know, Lorraine, we're kind of worried about Dallas going on this trip.
Why Dallas?
Well, because I don't think he understands. I don't know if he has the ability to see the future kind of like we do on what's really going to happen on this trip. And sometimes, and to his defense, I think it's because you do a little smoke and mirrors trick.
What does that mean?
You like to hide certain, you don't like to bring things so much to the light. So while you're in Barcelona, vacationing, going out every night.
Mm-hmm.
Roy and I talked about this privately.
We did.
Yeah, because I have no idea what you guys are about to say.
You know, there's a thing that you're going to want to do, and there's a thing that he's not going to want to do.
Oh, it's going
to
be a lot.
And you're going to want to do it 6 to 10 times a day at minimum.
Hmm.
And his minimum is
3.
Oh, yeah. Is this the photo minimum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands.
I don't think he does either. But I came up with a really good solution to it.
Well, let's first explain the rule in case people don't know. Lorraine is also a blogger, and you love to take photos of yourself doing fun things.
Okay.
But you do. You have a wonderful...
I like to document.
Yeah. Whenever you go, it's like it's almost like a professional crew follows you, yet it's just an iPhone.
Okay.
Like, literally, your photo should be used in the commercials for shot on iPhone. It's beautiful. But Dallas has a rule where he only takes 3 photos a day. And I know for sure there's no way you in Barcelona dancing in the Spanish, under the Spanish lights and...
All these pictures to show baby Strager when he comes.
Right.
Look at where our baby moon was in. Here I am in a gondola. Where's Dad taking the picture?
Dallas, oh. None of the photos.
Mom, you went to Barcelona alone for your baby moon?
No. Your father was there.
He was la photographa. El photographer.
I've already tried to remedy this issue.
Okay, what are you doing?
So this morning I told you guys that I was looking on Airbnb for like these excursions. Because they have these experiences on Airbnb. And I already booked a welcome walk that I was slightly concerned about because it was free, which was a red flag for me. And then there were some kind of sketchy reviews. So I don't know if we're actually going to do that or not. But I did find a photo experience. It's only like an hour and a half long.
Uh-huh.
And you meet up with a guide and you pay for it. But they take professional photos with a professional camera and a professional photographer. And then that will eliminate all of Dallas's woe. But when I originally gave him that option, he shut it down immediately. So what did I do? I'm working smarter, not harder. I just took a bunch of ones that, like, other excursions and experiences, like flamenco dancing and all these like tours that I knew he wouldn't want to do, and I told him to pick one. So,
I told
of course,
you, smoke and mirrors with this one.
He picked the hour and a half one that we just take photos.
Always duping the guy.
I just know, I mean, I hate to say this, but we all know how to get what we want in our relationships. Everybody figures it out.
I have a question for you, and then we got to take a break and come back with some celebrity gossip. But what are you going to do when you and Dallas want to take a picture together? Who are you going to ask? What's going to be your go-to?
I don't know. Our au pair is trying to give us her tripod so we can take a tripod with us.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to have to set up a tripod.
But that to
and
me
a timer?
That, to me, is more embarrassing
yes.
than actually having somebody take your picture.
Can somebody please call us who speaks Spanish and teach Loren how to say, can you get a picture for us?
Loren's going to be in Barcelona being all sorts of offensive. Be like, le photographer, le for selfie, please.
El Clico, Camarado. Clico. Oh, my gosh. 704-570-9595.
So
someone who can speak Spanish, please.
El Instagrammo.
Tell Loren how to do take a picture.
Oh, you know it? Say it again, producer Nicole.
So like, can you is like puedo or something, and then take is tomar. So you got to change it like puedes tomar un foto por favor.
Something
right like that.
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
All right. But if all of a sudden they slap you.
Loren's yelling on a photo.
Yeah.
You're not deaf, Loren. Take my photo.
No, I wouldn't do
photo
that.
Means thief in Spanish.
They're yelling at you.
What you mean?
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, her husband has a 3-photo rule when it comes to taking your photos?
Yep.
And that means your husband will only take 3 photos of you a day.
And that's not 3 good photos that, like, I've approved. That's, like, 3 photos total.
One of the 3 has to be good or else you're done for the day.
Yeah. I got to start asking other people to take them.
Dallas is the best.
So we have some people on the phone at 704-570-9595 who speak Spanish because our concern is that he's going to have to take a lot more photos. And then how are you going to take photos of you and him together?
Yeah,
we're going to set up a tripod. Maybe. I don't know. That was just thrown out there. But he will be very embarrassed by that.
Loren is off to Barcelona for her baby moon. And we have some issues that we need to resolve before we get out of here for the day and you get on the plane. Shane and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, dude, so what do you got? Do you speak Spanish?
No, hablo español, pero, so I speak a little bit. However, in Barcelona, or as they would say, Barcelona, because they typically speak with a lisp, is actually they speak Catalonian.
That is so true.
It is not going to be a standard Spanish, so just throwing that out there.
What?
Yeah, so when I was...
Catalonian?
When I was making dinner reservations, it was in, how do you say it? Catalonian?
Or Castilian, yes.
Okay. So I was asking Elena, because she speaks Spanish, our au pair, to help me make the reservations, and she's like, I can't even read that.
Yeah. All right. So that's another curve now.
Yeah.
But they should get the gist of it if you speak Spanish
Hey.
Can, in fact, I think photo is just, you know, just do the act. Like, hey, photo of me. I'll tag you. You know, charades it out a little bit, Loren. Get the picture taken.
Let's talk with Gustina and Matthews.
Hi, yes, this is me.
Hello, so what would you like to say to Loren?
I'm going to give you the translation. Nicole was very close, except she was basically asking the person that she was telling them that she already took her photo.
Oh, okay.
And that's so, no good.
What did she miss out of the phrase?
It's the conjugation, which is probably the hardest part in Spanish. So it's puedes tomar mi foto, not puedo.
Puedes, not
she
puedo.
She was saying, I took my photo. She was telling the person that she took her photo.
Okay.
Oh, that would be so funny.
It's puedes tomar mi foto.
Listen, I'm sure, like, even when we were in Italy and we knew a little bit of, like, how to get, I'm sure we were saying things wrong all of the time.
Yeah,
but people were so nice.
They can understand.
Correct? Yeah.
Oh, people are very nice in Barcelona?
I think so.
Yeah. Have you been?
I've been with my husband,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you speak from experience. You think Loren's going to have a great time?
I think she'll have a wonderful time. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Augustina. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
What are we going to do next week? You're gone.
I don't know.
I know what we're going to do. Roy and I have already discussed this as well.
It's You're our, replacing me?
It's our fifth year anniversary. We're replacing you with a robot, Loren.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
AI no. Loren. It's our fifth year anniversary of being together on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. So next week, we're going to take five moments that are specifically Loren driven. We're going to relive 5 years of Loren right here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show all week.
Great.
Okay.
Don't you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, listen, let's skip the dirty. Let's just get out of here. Get you ready to go.
Okay.
Have a great trip.
Thank you.
Are you going to call us at all?
Probably
send us messages,
not.
Anything?
I may send you messages.
We during the show, it'd be in the evening there. You can call
that
us.
That is true.
But she's probably trying to chill with the baby.
Well, let's see. I mean, throw me a text, and if, you know, if I've got service at that point, then I'll try to call you back.
All right. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Cameron is up next.
I'll miss you.
Okay.
I will.
All right, we'll miss you too. Good luck. Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.